episode of the Lunch Guy Podcast.
Guys and gals.
Well, until we get word, well, Mark is our only listener, and he's a guy. So far, that.
So, in other words, it's not "Hey guys," it's "Hey guy" or "Hey Mark."
Until we get actual confirmation on other listeners, despite what Lispin says.
So, how would other listeners let us know that they're listening?
They could email us at eecf25428@comcast.net.
.com?
No, .net.
Damn. I was trying to get everybody drunk.
Mark, okay. Don't drink.
trying to get Mark drunk. Okay. So, tonight we are going to be talking about...
Well, we have to introduce ourselves first. I am the...
What?
Yep.
Oh, we come forgot. On, Mark knows who we are.
Either way, just in case we get that strange, rare other listener, they gotta know who we are.
Who, Mark's friend?
Fortunately, that's me. Damn it!
Shit. Are you listening? Do you know who you are?
I don't know. Who am I? Hey, my evil twin could be listening.
That's true.
Anyway. I am the esteemed Reverend Jim Esquire.
Holy shit, you're esteemed now?
Yeah. I'm trying to work on my doctorate.
Well, I'm a smoked big candy.
Yeah, and again, this is the... Actually, we're trying to promote that we're the Extreme Electric Eye Podcast.
Extreme!
Well, either way, today we're talking about the most hated of holidays ever.
Yeah, hated.
Hated.
So says you.
So says me, because I hate this holiday with a fucking passion.
Fucking passion.
Fortunately, it's also a fucking holiday.
Wait, it's not a holiday. What constitutes a holiday? The word holy. Holly. Holy. Holiday. So, it's not holy. Well, it can be.
It can be, but it depends on who you talk to in the industry.
So, go ahead and name the beast.
We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. I hate this holiday with a fucking passion.
I hate it for a completely different reason than you hate it.
I just fucking hate it. I despise it. I hate it more than Barry Manilow himself.
That's saying a lot, because this man hates Barry Manilow. It's true. What's on the board out there? Things to do this year. Quit our shitty jobs, get a fat bankroll, and kill Barry Manilow.
And after that, take over the world.
Well, that's true. Did you know, just like on video games, though, once you kill Barry Manilow, you in fact take over the world, because he's the final boss.
I thought it was Dick Clark.
No. Dick Clark is like but a low-level minion.
Well,
he's like the first level teaser. Like, you're like, holy crap.
He's the mini boss.
Yeah, it's like, holy crap, oh crap, I'm taking on Dick Clark. And like, you're really surprised when he's just a frail old man and you take him down a couple shots. I suggest using your laser whip.
Laser whip. Then it's off with his head.
So let's get a brief history, of the dreaded Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
Well, according to at least history.com, there are three basic legends surrounding the holiday, all of which involve a saint by the name of Valentine. One says, one legend intends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young men, his crop of potential soldiers. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that Valentine be put to death. Others suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. Another one says... according to one legend, Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself while in prison. It is believed that Valentine fell in love with a young girl who may have been his jailer's daughter, who visited him during his confinement before his death. It is alleged that he wrote a letter which he signed from Your Valentine, an expression that is still in use today. Although the truth behind the Valentine legends is murky, yada, yada, yada.
Wasn't there like a legend where, like, if you read the Valentine's letter, like, it was so beautiful, you'd explode?
I never heard that.
Okay. Maybe I just made that up right now.
Probably you did.
No, it crossed my mind. It's like so beautiful you just die or like something weird. I don't know. Maybe I dreamed it or something.
Maybe you dreamed it in one dream and forgot it in another. Reference to the holiday, it's the reason why it was, according to history.com, that the reason why it fell on the 14th instead of the 15th is that they believed that it's when a lot of the birds returned to start mating and all that.
That was my bird's mating song.
Not to mention, it doesn't mention of why they that the Roman Catholic Church, in essence, brought on a Roman deity by the name of Cupid, the god of love.
So he was a product of the church.
No. Yes, in reference to the mascot as product of the church, because he was the former Roman god of love.
What the hell's wrong with these Roman Catholics? Like, with the whole Christmas thing, like we talked about before, and now with this Valentine's Day shit. Why do they, like, do they feel the need to, like, corrupt everything?
A lot of times it was, you know, in reference to getting more people on board, that it was more people friendly and everybody real, like, hey.
So let's make up some shit.
Probably it's like, hey, we got it too sort of deal. Like, let's make it close to this holiday so other people can celebrate it.
Some of the earliest forms of marketing.
Yeah. let's see, in Great Britain, began to be popularly celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th century, it was common for friends and lovers in all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes.
Like handjobs.
But never know. Have you seen that book that I have downstairs saying, it's like the underground education book?
No.
Oh, I gotta let you read it one of these days.
Uh-oh.
You'd be like, oh my god, how do we make it out of the 17th and the Middle Ages and shit?
I wonder that all the time. personally.
By the end of the century, printed cards began to replace written letters due to improvements in printing technology. Ready-made cards made it easy for people to express their emotions in a time in direct expression of one's feelings.
I love you, but here's a card that says I love you.
Yeah, you go to a place like Walmart now, and it's like, oh, I need to find a birthday card for my mom. They got stepmom, stepdad, aunt, uncle.
But they don't have stepdad.
They don't have stepdad. They don't have uncle, brother, sister. You know, it's like, I need a card for my brother. We don't have that. You mean people don't have brothers?
Research says no.
Research says no. Well, they got like an magic eight ball sitting. Do people have stepfathers? Shake it up. Research says no.
Research says everyone hates their stepfathers, except for you.
So, other things, it was like maybe a way for women to get a little bit, well, you should be paying attention to your girlfriends nonetheless, but, or your significant others nonetheless, but,
here's one special
thing. In reference to the card company, here's one special day you can pay attention to your lover a little bit extra more, and it was like, hey, the women could get a little bit more extra attention out of the deal, and all of a sudden guys, you know, had to corrupt it, like, yeah, we could get a little extra hand jobs and a little extra loving ourselves out of this.
Yeah,
so maybe like if I buy my wife or my girlfriend the crotchless panties at the local sex shop, maybe that'll show her that I love her.
Yeah.
What?
Well, either way, I mean, I can buy crotchless panties any time of year.
Just because you love wearing them.
For myself, or for my girlfriend. Either way, it's okay. I don't need a special day to tell me when I can wear crotchless panties.
If I ever see you wearing a set, I'm locking myself in the room.
You probably would want to. So
I'm adding a padlock and deadbolt.
So, like, other than it just being a worthless piece of shit holiday.
It is.
Like,
is
there any particular hatred that you hold for it? Like,
it's just utter hatred. You know, yeah. I never felt so much utter hatred for a holiday ever. The only other stupid mascot, yeah, at least the mascot kind of makes sense, that it's like their mascot's like the god of love, but the only other mascot that does make sense is the Easter Bunny. It doesn't fit.
No, the Easter Bunny does not fit.
It's this utter and pure hatred. It's not like, well, maybe you didn't have a girlfriend, you know. I'd still hate the fucking thing.
No, I have a fiance and it's still stupid to me. It's like, the reason I hate it, growing up, my mother still does to this day, and she's past retirement age because thanks to the good old USA and the fact that her job never gave her any health insurance, she has worked in a flower shop for 30 years, as long as I've been alive. And basically, working at the flower shop, every time, like, time this time of year comes around, she's there from 7 a.m. till 9 at night for a good 3 weeks in preparation, and people are starting early getting their Valentine's Day stuff. And she works her fingers to the bone for the stupid public who orders flowers and then complains about it. Oh, well, it didn't get there on time. Oh, well, it didn't get there when I wanted it to. Oh, well, they opened the door and they said flowers from this person. It was supposed to be like anonymous, blah, 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 blah. Well, the sheer volume of flowers that they get at the flower shop, like the orders and stuff, it's ridiculous. And for a small business, like, you know, that's the one time of year they are prepared. They have tons of flowers in stock, but you got to understand the volume that they're dealing with on Valentine's Day is enormous. So if things get screwed up, like, you know, come on, have a little patience. No, no, no. People want to call down there and drive my mother insane. Well, like, I grew up in a household where flowers were just, you know, that was her job and that's where it stayed. And we don't do flowers in my house. And as far as, like, giving somebody a card, you know, oh, I love you. No, you don't. Yeah. If you had to give me a card and you never said it in person, no, you don't. Go away. You know, my whole thing with Valentine's Day is if you can't appreciate somebody every day of the year, then why bother one day of the year?
Not to mention, you have nothing against where your mom works, but it's like you go to a place to pick up, let's say you want to get something a little extra special for your significant other, whomever it might be. You go like, oh, I'll treat her to I have $60 for 12 roses. No, it's $120
now. No. It goes up. Every year it goes up. And this year's going to be the funny one, because with the economy and the shape that it's in, I'd like to see what they're going to start charging for roses this year. I remember when it was $75 a dozen, right? And I remember when it was $112 a dozen. I want to see what it is this year.
It's always something, you know, it's like, well, every other day it's like $50, you know, $45, and Valentine's Day it's like jacked up. And
that, and you can go to Walmart or the grocery store now, and you can get a dozen roses for the same price you would pay at a florist. Already arranged. You just pick them up. And like Costco and stuff like that, and Price Club, Sam's Club, and things like that. I mean, you just go to these places and you pick up, you know, already pre-made up. Now, granted, they don't last as long and they're not as pretty, but, I mean, it gets the point. Like, here's your flowers. Can I have some sex now? So, to the people who want to celebrate it for whatever reason.
Yeah, you know, it's just pointless. You know, it's like, you have, again, we should appreciate our mothers. Like, Mother's Day, it's a big fucking thing, but when it comes to Father's Day, it's like, when it comes to Father's Day, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's the card companies. It's those made up holidays like Grandparents' Day and
Secretary's Day and Boss's Day.
Like, yeah, it's all that shit that like the card companies and the flower companies made up to make extra money, and it really doesn't work. And it's more or less like a waste of time. I mean, it's kept my mother employed for all these years, so I should be grateful, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, eh, you know.
And it's always so sappy, you know.
There's just a load of bullshit, like, that goes right along with it hand in hand, so.
Like, not to mention, I remember in, like, middle school, you gain those, you know, chalk hearts, you know.
Oh, jeez.
That
tasted like shit. And they always said something on them, like, really stupid, like, I love you, or, like, kiss me. And if you're really good, you could scratch that out, and you could put your own message on there, like, fuck you, and eat my ass, and then you give them to your friends, and they'd be like, oh, no, you're so mean.
And now they're getting creative that you could buy these hearts. I think you could put your own messages on them.
Once again, it's called creativity with a pen. You can
even M&M's is getting in the act.
You know, I got a bag of M&M's the other day, and I meant to complain about them.
What?
They're full of W's.
Oh, you just said, whoa.
But I'm bouncing. Okay, anyway.
I'll come over there and whack you, man.
So.
Put a diamond cutter on you.
Diamond? What's with you and this diamond cutter shit?
You don't remember WCW
diamond? I remember. I'm just like, why the hell are you bringing it? This is the second time you brought the diamond cutter. Like, in the last, like, 2 hours.
I think you're sitting down. It'll be easier to put DDT on you.
Are you going
to
start holding up the sign? Boom! Diamond Dallas Page! Diamond King! I had a guy do that to a friend of mine one time. He just was, like, walking along, and this guy, like, wrestling. All of a sudden, he just bust out a diamond cutter on my friend out of nowhere. He's like, diamond cutter! It was just like the weirdest thing ever. And then later we convinced that kid that we were wrestlers, and he still hogs me for an autograph to the to this day. I saw him at the bookstore like 2 weeks ago.
Dude, what would you want me to put
still,
on you?
Are you still wrestling independent? Yeah.
What do you want me to do to you? A Hogan leg drop?
That doesn't work because Hogan's lame.
I don't think
that's as bad as the five knuckle shuffle.
I don't think I could pull off a...
what's worse? The worst one. The Ultimate Warrior's Big Splash. Gay intensified. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a big splash.
I don't think I could perform an Undertaker chokeslam on you.
So, back to the shitty Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the holiday is so shitty that we're actually talking about wrestling.
We're off subject and we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
No, but since we're doing a show about it,
everything has to be, you know, not to mention those cheesy cards that we were forced to give out to everybody as kids.
Yeah. Well, what's with the candy? Like, I mean, I can understand, like, the old box of chocolates routine, but, like, now it's just buckets upon buckets of, like, almost like Halloween candy.
Like, all shaped in hearts and...
It's like, really? What does candy have to do with anything? Oh, that's right. So the candy is in on it. Well, hopefully this year candy will be on Mother's Day, too. Oh, well, now we got Mother's Day candy in the shape of mothers. Maybe it's in the shape of tits.
That'd be the probably only... already in the shape of tits, but you have to go to a local sex shop to get them.
That'd be the only benefit to that one. Mother's Day candy in the shape of tits.
What else are they going to give out?
Like... Father's Day? Oh, I don't want Father's Day candy.
Again, probably have to go to...
The chocolate penis.
That would be funny.
Now I'm going to search out a big chocolate penis and give it to my dad for Father's Day, and he just watch him stare at me. Happy Father's Day.
I think you'd forget all about it and just have it at the house just to point it out.
I figure, you know, Valentine's Day, like, you got rabbits, or no, you got hearts. Easter, you got rabbits. Mother's Day, you'd have tits, and Father's Day, you'd have a...
What if you had, like, a chocolate, like, vagina or some shit like that?
That's just gross. Funny, that's though. Just gross.
Smell like fish. You're just staring at me like, no.
I'm deleting that.
Leave it in. I want that really message from a fan.
Yeah.
Besides Mark, really?
God, that just reminds me of that old joke.
What old joke?
The blind guy walking by the two. What did he say? He was like walking by a fish market. And he's like, hello. Hello, ladies. Anyway, that's a really terrible joke. We shouldn't laugh at that. Yes, we should. So, But anywho, aside from genital shaped candy,
available at your local sex shop.
Yeah. What? So, yeah, the ridiculous holidays, more candy and like cards and with the economy, I just wonder what it's going to be like where I work. I work at a Target. So I wonder what it's going to be like, how much we're going to have on clearance, how much candy. So be prepared for that. February 15th, half off candy.
Get all the stupid nugget candy and the hard boxes full of, you know, Jesus, that breaks your teeth and everything else. And
what other stupid holidays can we complain about? Because we definitely have more than like 10 minutes to complain. And I'm like already done.
How about mascots?
Mascots?
Holiday mascots.
Okay, like, so you got Cupid for Valentine's Day. You got the leprechaun.
Which kind of makes the leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day kind of makes sense because it's
It doesn't.
It's Irish. It's part of their whole, you know,
it doesn't. War. It kind of reminds... Okay, it makes more sense than, say, the Easter Bunny. But, like, I'm just saying,
it's
like...
It's Irish.
It has nothing to do with St. Patrick driving snakes out of Ireland.
In reference to Clover, in reference to St. Patrick's Day, he taught the Irish people that the four-leaf clover represents the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, in essence, that symbol kind of...
What's the fourth one?
It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit's each end, each word.
Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Boom, boom?
Yeah, boom, boom. Or symbolizes the cross that Christ was crucified on.
Oh, wow. that's a stretch.
I'd say the leprechaun makes sense because it's Irish lore that, you know, the little people, the leprechauns, the leprechauns,
leprechauns,
the
leprechaun in the hood,
leprechaun in the hood, leprechauns in space.
Oh God. Leprechauns just make everything bad. The only thing it should be remembered for is beer.
Yeah, you get to drink green beer, nonetheless.
Fuck green beer. You get to drink beer, period.
Period.
You can do that every day, though, but, like, especially that day for some reason.
Everybody's an Irishman.
It's socially acceptable to just be out on the town wasted.
I was 18 one year visiting my grandparents in Florida, and they took me out to an Irish pub on St. Patty's Day, and the guy was like, "Want a beer?" I'm like, I'm not legal. I'm not 21. He's like, and?
Yeah. Well, that's like, that's the one thing about St. Patrick's Day I do not like. Once again, like the price of roses, the price of beer somehow.
And you do
the
find
stock
like...
market, it just crashed and beer's really expensive or something. So, yeah. One year, I remember this, and this is a horrible story, by the way. We went to... Wow. I was with Josh, and we went to a lot of these terrible bars, like, up in, like, D.C. Now, I had a good time at this one called Bobby Vance, because they used to have Murphy's Irish Stout on tap, which I love that beer. And it's really great on tap. It's, like, real creamy, frothy head, you know. It's good stuff. It's like the milkshake of beers is what I used to call it. So, we go from there down to this other pub. I don't know what it was called. I know the place was, very crowded, very full, but as you can imagine, we're with these two girls who are like drunk and falling over, and that wasn't fun. And I'm like, okay, fuck this, I'm gonna get some Irish car bombs. Who wants Irish car bombs? Figuring $7.50 a drink, maybe a little bit more because of St. Patrick's Day. No, $20 a pint.
Wow.
And here's the funny part, this is a traditional Irish bar, la da 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 da. Well,
they didn't know how to make them.
No, they knew how to make them. They had run out of shot glasses, so the guy said, instead of just saying, hey, why don't you order something else, or maybe I can, like, you know, hook this up somehow. No, he goes ahead and drops the cream and whiskey into the shot for me. No glass, just pours it. So now I got curdled cream sitting on the top of my beer. In his fucking hot glass. I'm like, that's wonderful for $20 a pint. Spent $40. Was it 40? No, it was $80 in one shot for four drinks. and it was awful. I almost got sick off of it.
The worst Irish car bomb I had was in one particular place. And like, you guys know how to do an Irish car bomb? They went, yeah. Instead of giving it to me in a... They didn't have Guinness. So they gave me another Irish type of Irish beer. And
that's not a car bomb then.
No. And it wasn't even a pint glass.
Where was this?
This was Legs.
Oh,
it was like it wasn't in a pint glass. It was like a little inky, little bit itty bitty glass, and the shot glass was pretty much taller than the glass itself.
Wow!
So and it was just Irish cream. It was just Irish cream.
No whiskey.
No whiskey. No Irish whiskey. The one mascot, back to mascots. The one mascot that does not make sense is the rabbit from.
Oh, that's the worst one by far.
Yeah.
Well, when did it come into play? Do you know?
Back in Germany, probably the 1600s.
Right.
And it's a German tradition to lay out colored eggs or decorated eggs for kids to find.
Right.
And I think a member of royalty's family, when they did it, the kid went out searching for the eggs. She saw one of the eggs. As soon as she saw that particular egg, a rabbit bounded out from, like, a bush right behind the egg. And she thought, you know, hey, the rabbit must have delivered the egg.
So...
it became a tradition that way, because a lot of kings, because they were leader of the country, they were also, like, a leader in the church.
Oh, that's right. That's why you shouldn't believe history books. But that's a whole other subject.
Subject. And another little quick factoid, folks. You know those little nursery rhymes you tell your kids? They're all bar songs. Yeah. Go figure. Do research. London Bridge is Falling Down was a bar song.
Sounds like one.
It is. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Is Humpty Dumpty one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. They all are.
They all sound like
they
Jack and Jill?
Wow. Including the one about the garden of tulips and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were all like political commentaries in reference to the church or the current king.
Little Miss Muffet?
I'm not sure about that one.
Oh. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Well, the fiancé was reading something the other day. We're totally off subject now, but whatever. The fiancé was reading something the other day about different like things like the word vandal. If someone calls you a vandal, that means you're a German asshole. Oh, no, I'm sorry. A filthy German asshole. Because it was a group that sacked Rome, but they sacked Rome towards the end of the sacking of Rome. And they just fucked everything up and, like, you know, just threw shit everywhere and were a bunch of filthy heathens. So, and they were basically the group, they were from a tribe called the Vandals. And it technically, when somebody calls you a vandal, you are a filthy German asshole. And then there was another one, something about when people use the term hip hip hooray, it means let's kill the Jews. Yeah, because something about hip hip was something that the Germans would shout as some kind of a call, and hooray had something to do with killing Jews.
If you got some odd language tales or a holiday or mascot you hate,
that's a whole nother show,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Email us at eecf25428@comcast.net
or at electriceye.podcast@hotmail.com.
So we gotta go. We're drastically running out of time. So. Bye-bye.
My nipples are aloof with pleasurable delight.
Don't want to know.